الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We mentioned that there are different ways of remembering Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The best is that a person is continuous in the remembrance of Allah, that is, whatever he is doing in conformity with the laws of Allah. And he does nothing to break the laws of Allah. Such a person, he might be talking in the family, with friends also, the minute somebody makes ghibat, he becomes alert immediately. This is wrong. So you are conscious of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever you speak, you also want to say the best things, not the things which are not that best. Everything you want to do the best, conscious of Allah Ta'ala. And fulfilling all the commandments of Allah when it's namaz time, no matter how busy you are, where you are, it's namaz time now. Until you don't make your namaz, you don't find rest and peace. All the commands of Allah. You have to give your zakat and you are worried. Before time you are already starting calculating. Once you have calculated, now you are eager. It must be given away. It must go to the recipient. I must not delay in it. I must do it immediately. So that is the highest form of the zikr of Allah. And then, which we actually call the zikr when we sit and we remember Allah. And there are also two forms. One is to remember Allah Himself, and one is to remember the name of Allah. By taking the name of Allah, then we will come to that condition that we will remember Allah, and we will remember Him at all times. Then with that is all tilawat, zikr, etc. Then there is tadabbur also, to meditate in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. That how Allah, the greatness of Allah, we see the great skies, the heavens, the earth, and everything. And the place where everyone can see Allah is He Himself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You look in yourself, you just see Allah Ta'ala. The minute the eyes of the heart are open, whatever by seeing you use your eyes to see, you will see through your eyes, you will see Allah. You use your ears to hear. With your ears, you will hear Allah Ta'ala. Your mind you use to plan and etc. That also you will just be in the thoughts of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will come in your heart and your heart will be saturated with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Also with the zikr of La Ilaha, we will take out everything from the heart. Illallah, only put Allah. Or we'll take out all bad qualities that we have, all bad habits that we have got, and we'll put all the good habits. And when this carries on, and with Allah, 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 the nur of Allah will come into our hearts. And then our hearts will be saturated with the love of Allah Ta'ala. Then we have been blessed with the du'as of the various occasions. From the time we get up, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. We want to go to toilet, Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. We come out, there are du'as. We make wuzu, there are du'as. Before namaz, there are du'as. All the time, we go and sleep at night, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. So we are in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time. And then, another great zikr Allah Ta'ala, and this zikr of the various occasions are so valuable. When Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi had passed away, of course the janazah was extremely, extremely big, lot of people. And everyone wanted the great honor, the great barakat of touching the janaza, carrying it. So because of that, people were pulling it in different directions. So one great Allah wala who was there, he got kashf. So he had it announced that please take Hazrat's janaza straight so it can go quickly, because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam is waiting for Maulana. And then he himself said that Hazrat's great work of da'wat and tabligh on its plate, and how many people making amal came on deen, all that sawab, we can't imagine what his position was. But this Allah Ta'ala had granted it, that he was very particular of reading the du'as of the various occasions. When wearing clothes, du'as. When taking off clothes, du'as. Looking in the mirror, there are du'as. In the wudu, there are du'as. All the du'as. So if we make all those du'as, the value of it is very, very great. Then we have been given other azkar also of the various one other great way of finding Allah, tadabbur, to meditate. One is the creation of Allah and one is the favors of Allah upon us. A person should think of that also. When we eat, it can be our most delicious meal from the menu, and we are very hungry also. But think a little bit that who is giving this? It's only from Allah Ta'ala. And in fact, think a little bit more that besides the food, more greater values which Allah has blessed me with at this moment. My Iman, my Islam. You got up for Fajr, Allah, you woke me up for Fajr. That I went for Fajr, you took me, Ya Allah. I made my Fajr, I made my Tilawat, I made my Zikr, all these. I've got my home, I've got my family, things are with peace, afiyat, salamat. How much to make shukr to Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And all this is, O Allah, from you, wahdak, la sharika lak, solely and only from you. And bila istihqaq, I don't deserve it in the least, but I know my sins, I know how ungrateful I am, but Ya Allah, you still keep on blessing me. I make so many gunas, you haven't snatched away my iman, you haven't snatched away my namaz, my zikr, etc. You still, how many other namas, and O Allah, grant it to me in a state that you are happy with me. Allah gives happily also, and when Allah is unhappy with a person, Allah gives him also. Allah says, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There isn't any moving thing on the surface of the earth, but Allah has taken the responsibility of its rosy. So not only disobedient people, not only kuffar, anyone, Allah has taken the responsibility, all the animals, the nourishment the plants need, everything Allah has taken the responsibility. And Allah, the beautiful example that is given, is like a housewife who has got a parrot in the house. And the parrot, she gives it its food. She's happy with the parrot, that it talks, it makes salam, whatever. And she gives it the best food. In the same house, there is a mouse also. And the mouse, the housewife is unhappy with that mouse. It's coming to eat the potatoes, the tomatoes, etc. All other things also. And then she gives it also first grade cheese. Very nice, fresh cheese. But she's giving that cheese, not that she's happy, she's unhappy. And to trap it. So sometimes when we see Allah, what we think ni'mat are coming. One is a ni'mat of Allah, that is, if we are in the obedience of Allah and Allah is giving us, that's a ni'mat. And if we are in the disobedience of Allah and Allah is still giving us, that's a ni'mat. That's a punishment from Allah. So Allah could be giving us in such a way that He is displeased with us. And then many times He gives you more than what you had before, more than what other people got. And this also, when you are now downhill, you don't realize that it's a punishment from Allah. And you get more into sin. You are thinking now I've got more money and you're using it more in wrong ways. Well, your health has improved very much. Now you are using your health more in wrong ways. So we have to make dua to Allah that He only gives it to us in the state that He is fully happy with us. And we beg Him that He must not be unhappy. Oh Allah, you are giving us here, and don't deprive us in the akhirat. You are giving us here, give us in the akhirat also. Allah Ta'ala says, for some people, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, usually when as a person grows older, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also used to say, Allah sees that this person now cannot earn. So Allah make means of His support through unseen sources. And then Allah Ta'ala blesses that person. So when that happens, when Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, all types of namas, in fact, Maulana Muhammad Gardi, Damat Barakatum, was very close to Hazrat in very long stage in his khidmat. He says in Ramzan at one time, we as the Khuddam, when Hazrat couldn't eat anymore, there's just a few sips of water or just a little soup or something like that. But there were 28 food of 28 different countries there on the dastarkhan. All that Hazrat could do was just look at it. How much Allah Ta'ala was given, giving. So Hazrat says that Hazrat should cry and say, make dua that it mustn't be announced on the day of Qiyamah. أَذْهَبْتُمْ طَيِّبَاتِكُمْ فِي حَيَاتِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا وَاسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهَا فَالْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ. That whatever you did, we gave it to you in dunya already. Now there is nothing for you here in the akhirat. Whatever, like for the kuffar, what good things they do, any charity, helping out anyone, Allah gives them their rewards also. But He gives it to them in this dunya. There is nothing in the akhirat. So we must be very worried that whatever, when the ni'mat come, we mustn't think now I'm a very big buzur and I'm very pious and everyone now serving me. We must be worried that isn't Allah paying us for the little upside down, little what we did, and Allah is giving us the reward here already. And in the akhirat there will be nothing. So we should beg Allah, give us here too, give us in akhirat, give us your best ni'mat in Jannatul Firdaus. So we should beg Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And then whatever ni'mats we are using, make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whoever, O Allah, you have made, we have made whoever the means for this ni'mat coming to me, reward them fully. For example, the wife cooks for us. So make dua, Allah made her the means. Don't be in the wrong aqidah that she is giving it. It's not from her, it is from Allah. And the wife also should understand that whatever my husband earns and brings and he's giving me everything, it's not from him, it is from Allah. But we appreciate the means also. Or whoever, O Allah, you have made the means, you reward them fully. So in this way, even when we eating, think of the ni'mats of Allah. In our health, think of the ni'mats of Allah. In our finances, whatever else, afiyat salamati there is. We woke up in the morning, everything is in order in the house. Doors are not broken, no burglars got in or anything. Allah kept it safe. So we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So the ni'mats of Allah also we should think. And then du'as, of which we mentioned quite a few last week. And further also, in Islam, everything, what a perfect religion. Where can we ever look askance to other people, to the other ways of life? Allah has given us everything. And what a beautiful greeting Allah has given us. Our greeting also, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The best we have got, but we are shy to say it also. And if there are some non-Muslims around, then we are more shy to say it also. The only people who say the salam loudly and clearly, presently, is one is when a collector comes in the shop. Then he will announce his salam very clearly, loudly also. And the other is in Makkah Sharif or Medina Sharif, where we are all Muslims, but you hardly hear salam there too. But the one that you will hear is a loud salam, and when you'll reply, then the next is, I lost my passport, my money got stolen. So unfortunately, salam is only left for collection and for begging. Whereas salam is the greeting of Jannat. Salam is made in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala sent the malaika to Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and he made salam, and he learnt it in Jannat, the salam. It wasn't like revealed for us yet. It was made in Jannat. We have got that salam. But unfortunately, we have traded it in and for hello. And hello is hell low. Where Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, وَلَا تَقُولُ رَاعِنَا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is an address of Allah. What a great address, O you who have got Iman. And 86 places in the Quran Sharif is the word يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that whenever we read that, we should feel privileged, honored, with its humbleness also, that my Allah is speaking to me and is telling me, you are the person of Iman. And the person of Iman are those people who have brought Iman on the ghaib. So much they trust Allah, so much they love Allah, that without seeing Him, they've got more Iman on Allah compared to the things that they see with their eyes. And the Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi says, Ya ayyuhal ashiqoon, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O my very dear lovers. One is muhabbat, and more intense than muhabbat is ishq. And yeah, it is that, not only those who love me, intense love they have got for me. And Allah is addressing, this was not for any ummah previously. The Bani Israel, Ya Bani Israel, the sons of Israel. But for us, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu. Generally for the whole of mankind, Ya Ayyuhal Nas. But for the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the particular address, we should realize and appreciate it. So this is a very, very great Namat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and we cannot at all trade it in for a thing like hello. So Allah says, and the principle the ulama deduced from this ayat, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la taqulu ra'ina. They should say to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the munafiqs in a derogatory term use it that, you who are a shepherd, na'uzu billah. Where it means, you who consider us, you who are harisun alaykum ma anittum. And raufun bil mu'mineen. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so kind. So the ulama have deduced any word that can be used like that with two meanings. And so don't use such words which have a wrong meaning, a derogatory meaning as far as deen is concerned. So in that also comes the word hello, which is hell low. So we have one person telling, and so common it is on the phone. Not only at the beginning and the beginning when greeting, even when a person didn't catch something, he didn't hear it. So again he say hello. Again, he's giving him baddua, that you go to hell and the lowest part of hell. And that person also gives you the same baddua. You also go to hell and the lowest part, whereas we have been given the greatest greeting. And our greeting, even if you say good morning, good afternoon, how are you? There's no sawab in there. But when you make salam, sawab in there. For assalamu alaikum, 10 sawabs. Wa rahmatullah, 20. Wa barakatuhu, 30. The greeting, and what a meaning. And what a beautiful message in the greeting. So once a alim from Bangladesh was here, sitting on the minbar here, he explained three great beautiful meanings of salam. The one is the meaning which we all understand, assalamu alaikum. peace be upon you. And what a great thing that how many du'as there are, how many wazifas to take away worry, to be in peace. If a person is the wealthiest person in the world, but he's got no peace, forget in his house, in himself. He's restless all the time. He's parishan. He can't sit for one moment. He can't walk also for a while. Then he has to sit again. He can't sit. Then he wants to lay. He's got no peace of mind. And this is peace. The first thing. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you. That is the first meaning. The second meaning is that it is a name of Allah Ta'ala. As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaiminu al-azizu al-jabbar. So it means As-salamu ma'akum. May Allah, who is an embodiment of peace, may He be with you. He who is an embodiment of peace, He is with you. Peace of the highest order you will have. You go to court to get a peace order. But that also hardly works. It's just a name thing, peace order. But it doesn't even really work. But the peace order of Allah, Allah is with you. What peace hasn't a person got? So peace will be with you. A person, for example, was sleeping at night at home with his family. They were all also happy. They had the support of the head of the family. The father, he's here. Now in the morning he's going. So now he's not going to be at home. Anything, how many robberies, burglaries you have in the day. People just walk into your house, etc. But he won't be here. And we are only all the women folk, little small children. The mother is with the small children. They are worried. So when he makes salam, and the second meaning that I am going now. I was your support, outward support. But I'm leaving Allah with you. May Allah be with you. How soothing, how comfortable. And the more yaqeen we have got, the more a person feels comfortable. And they tell him also, wa alaykum as-salam. You are going out, you in the house, you were safe. You are behind locked doors and gates. But now you are going on the road. Accidents can, how do you step on, you go on the road, how many times a person just reversing and another car comes in bumping. Well, accidents happen everywhere. Hijackings take place. Kidnappings are taking place. So may Allah be with you also. What a great soothing and solace and comfort for one another. And the third meaning of salam, that guarantee. That one person is giving another person the guarantee when he makes salam on you. When I tell you assalamu alaikum, I'm giving you a guarantee that from my side, I won't harm you in any way. I won't have a bad eye on your wealth, on your wife, on your daughter, your sister. Be sure that I won't harm you in any way. And that person gives us a salam in the same way. So you don't need policing in a Muslim community. You don't need any security companies if all where they are Muslims. And in namaz we are taught so beautifully. When you make your namaz with jamaat, when you make your salam on the right side, then make that niyat for all on your right. But unfortunately, we ask ourselves, we just made maghrib now. Which namaz did I ever remember to make salam for all on my right side? We don't even think of the meaning of salam. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. That's all. But what is the salam? Even a child, if you make salam and you don't pay attention, the child also feels offended. Any other person, perhaps a person who is like no position, ordinary person, and you just bypass him, you just make salam and you bypass, he feels also offended. And any person, you give little attention, you just hold his hand a bit more firmly. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the greatest in the creation of Allah, he shouldn't take out his hand first from the person he's making salam. Till that person didn't take his hand away, how the Sahaba felt so wanted. So so comfortable, and by who? By the greatest of them. And today we just little bit, we think I'm somebody. And we ignore people. We don't make salam. We pull up our faces. How we carry on. So the salam, when a person gives us attention, so when making the salam in namaz also, we should make it properly. And we should make the niyat also. We say make the niyat of everyone, but we don't, what niyat must you make? The niyat of assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, wa rahmatullah, and Allah's mercy. If we are making on the right side, salam for all on the right side. If the imam happens to be on the right, for the imam also. On the left side, how many of us are? We just make salam and we start fighting with somebody. You just made salam now to the person, and now you're fighting with the person. And you're taking off with him. Sometimes with the imam we take off also. One person, imam made namaz. And after then he was the appointed imam of the khalifa of the time. And one person slept the imam. So the khalifa called him up and said, how could you slap the imam? Imam is to be respected. So he said that the imam made his fajr namaz. And in the first rakat he read Surah Baqarah, 2.5 suparas. The second rakat, Surah Ali Imran, almost also about 2 suparas. And then it was just before sunrise, he finished, made salam, and he said, I made namaz without wudu. So how angry he got, so he said, no, you are justified. But otherwise, how can you slap the imam? So we made salam just now on the imam, and now we immediately after that you go and slap him. How many people fight with the imams? The imam just made salam, and we said, peace be upon you, and Allah's rahmat be upon you. And now we fight. Once one person, right next to him, Fajr namaz, he made salam, everything, and then he had already arranged before time, and he left the masjid immediately where he was going to rob him at home. The crooks were, all everything was planned to go and rob him. So, yeah, you're making salam, peace be upon you, and there you're going to rob him. So this is munafaqat, hypocrisy. One side you are saying, if the reality of deen comes into us, just this one salam comes into us, you won't get it will be an exemplary community in the world if we just bring reality of salam into our lives. So this great, great, what ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us. So, we should try and make the salam regularly and make it loudly. In the Hadith Sharif it comes, afshaw salam bainakum. Spread the salam amongst you. We all think for today, how many times did I hear salam? How many times did I make salam? And we are commanded to spread the salam. Make it common. The word is used, afshaw. That is ifsha. Ifsha is used in the Arabic language for the spreading of a secret. Like if somebody tells you, this is a secret I'm telling you, don't tell anyone. It will spread more faster than even on social media. So more our salam we have to spread like that. Not the secrets of other people or the faults of other people. Salam we should have spread like that. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that if two people are walking next to one another, they are walking, and a tree comes or a pole or something like that, the one goes from this side and the one goes from the other side, when they meet again, they should make salam again. And this translates into, in our time, we are two people walking to the car together, we are going to go in the same car, we are friends, father and son, or whoever, husband and wife walking to the car. The one is going to get in at the driver's side, one at the passenger side. So when we get in, again we should make salam. There should be salam so much that in the house, we are in the kitchen. The wife is in the bedroom. When we go there, make salam to her. We are in the bedroom. We came to the kitchen. She's here. Make salam. And this is importing Allah's rahmat and mercy. But we don't want to. We just keep our tongues zipped also. And we don't make salam. And how many, we just get little upset with the wife, now not talking with her, no salam also. We need at that time more Allah's mercy to come. But then we are closing the doors more for Allah's mercy. So salam should be very widespread. In Kanzul Ummal, there is a riwayat, a person who makes 20 salams a day. And he passes away, that person will go straight to Jannah. So we should be eager to fill our quota. When we get up in the morning, how can I fill my quota? When we leave the house, make sure we make salam. If we are going with somebody who is picking us up, or somebody, two or three people, if we are going by car, or on the way, somebody else joins us, make sure we make salam, and clearly and loudly. When we reach the masjid, make salam loudly. One of the adab of the masjid, when we come to the masjid, we should make salam there too. So as much in the day see, whichever occasion I get to complete my 20 salams, I must complete my quota of 20, and I don't know when I'll die, so I must not delay in completing my quota of 20. So this is a very, very great greeting, very great ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us. We should say, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, when a person enters the house and he makes salam loudly and cheerfully, the wife replies, also the family people, Allah looks with rahmat to that house. One Sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and explained of his financial constraint. He was having difficulty finances. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, when you enter the house, make salam. Then read Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and read Durood Sharif. He did it for a few days, and he came and reported to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Allah has put me in such a position now that where I was in need, I'm helping out other people. And he learned from that it isn't just sufficient that you have money in your hand, but that you have the heart also. Many people have got a lot of money, but they haven't got the heart to spend. And when Allah gives you the tawfiq to spend, you will see it with your eyes. You give 100 and without, you hardly know. And you see you got 1,000 in return. Allah will give you 10 times more. Allah will give you so much more. So we should be spending in the path of Allah also. So salam is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. We should not, in its place, use the ways of the non-believers. We discard the sunnah salam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Salam is that on the night of Mi'raj, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam met Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give your ummat my salams. Ulama say, when this hadith reaches us, we should reply, wa alaykum as-salam. And who is sending the salam? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. Just imagine the salam which was made in Jannat. And we are that great fortunate ummah that we are getting salam from Khalilullah. Who Allah Ta'ala had put in the fire and he did not burn. Who put the sharp knife on his son and could not slaughter him. And that he was prepared to slaughter his son for Allah. He is sending salams to us. But then we are following, or at the moment, with all the soccer and proving it right. All the false things, little things, like a person plays a prank on somebody, and he fills all dirt and filth, and he just covers it up with some nice, he puts it in a gift wrap, and then he puts it in a gift bag. So just the outside, but inside it's all filth and dirt. So this whole thing, it is filth with all what things there. How much of bribery, how much of corruption, how much of gambling, how much of liquor, how much of prostitution, what filthy things. And now just one azan, somebody is giving a azan in a wheelchair, and somebody is reading some Quran, and to go and read Quran Sharif in a toilet, where can that be permissible? Where there's all filth and dirt. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali should go and teach Bukhari Sharif from his place where he was living in a small, on a small like a farm. And in Phulpur he should go and teach. And on his way, he should be reading Quran Sharif all the time. But where places where people collect the dirt, the dung and that, he shouldn't read. And he should say to read Quran Sharif at a place like this of filth and dirt, there is a fear we'll lose our iman. We have disrespected the Quran to that extent. And the disrespect of the Quran that is being shown, and all in the name of Islam. And all in the name of all the... So Allah Ta'ala protect us. So salam is a very, very great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. We all understand. We are sitting in the toilet and some very close family people, friends have come. And you're really eager to meet them, but you don't make salam from the toilet. You come out from the toilet and then you'll make salam. So all in this filth and dirt, a person doesn't make salam also. So salam is a great thing. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sent salams for us. And at the same time, he also said, and then the salam is Allahu Akbar, made in Jannah. Salam sent by Ibrahim Khalilullah, with all his great, great qualities, brought to us by Rasulullah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to this moment, brought to us by great, great muhaddithin, great, righteous, pious people. What and what didn't they sacrifice for Islam? To bring Islam in its pristine purity to us. In this way the salam has come to us. And now we're just trading it in, and we are shy to make that salam also. And we feel awkward when making salam. Like a father, when he was, listen to the bayan, when he went home as he was leaving, he made salam loudly. So whole family got together, came and seen what's happening today. This never happened before. Usually father will go shouting some command, just do this or that, using some swear, bad words, and then he's leaving. Today he's making salam and going. Is he going to die today or what? Is this the last final salam or what? Or if we are leaving and the wife makes salam loudly, we'll also... She never makes salam loudly. Today she's making loudly salam, but this should be a common thing. Today we are shy for the right things also. We are shy to even read our du'as in front when we are eating, that somebody will think I'm pious. One person, Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, told him, keep a tasbih in your hand. So he says that people will think I'm pious. So he says, what do you want people to think that you're a bad person? Don't you like people to think that they must think you're a good person? And the tasbih is a reminder. So if we keep it in our hand, even if we are not making zikr, we'll be reminded to make zikr. When we spend our time in Jamaat in 1 year, one person advised me, take up your Quran Sharif with you, small pocket-sized Quran, to read also. So I mentioned it to one sati of ours, they were all alims and great alims. So he said, what a good advice he gave you, that even if you don't read it, but you got it, you'll be reminded I must read. When it is there, if it is not there, more you're going to be unmindful of it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to keep the Quran Sharif, keep tasbih in our hand, read tasbih, all the other good things. We are not fit for to wear the kurta also. But wear the kurta, and inshallah it will save us from very, very many wrong things also. That with the kurta, how can I be in this place here? How can I be doing this? With my sunnat beard, how can I be doing this? Respect the kurta, respect the beard, respect the dressing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So salam is a very great ibadat Allah Ta'ala has given us. And with salam, we earn the great pleasure of Allah. And Allah's great rahmat and barakat comes in the house. Just by making salam in the house, at home, in the business when we go, make salam. It's pulling the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. It's pulling the barakat of Allah Ta'ala. And then again, our Shaykh Jazakumullah explained that As-salamu alaykum is singular. Peace be upon you. Wa rahmatullah, and the mercy of Allah, Allah's rahmat on you. What a great thing to have the peace of Allah and the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And wa barakatuhu, that is in the plural. And all of us, we want lot of barakat. Barakat in our lives, barakat in our money, barakat in our family. Allah Ta'ala, what the deen He has given us, which is according to our desires. We all want barakat. Allah included it in here and put it in the plural form. And then again, what a beautiful system. You make salam, and that was optional. But you want to get your jannah, you make your 20 salams. And to reply is wajib to reply now. And also another very important thing, salam is not nodding the head. Salam is not shaking the hand. Salam are the words of salam. Also the masala is that if somebody writes a letter to you like an email, and there is salam there, and also we shouldn't write A-S-W-B, like that, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi, we should be written out in full. And there also to reply to it is also necessary. When we read it, reply to it also. And when we are replying that email, reply to that salam also. So salam is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq of appreciating this great ni'mat. And just by making salam, a person spiritually will also move forward. His islah will be made. He will get qurb of Allah Ta'ala. He will be establishing the shi'ar of Islam. Islam is a great shi'ar of Islam. So much so that we see even non-Muslims, they also know that these people, they make salam amongst themselves. They also make salam. But we are shy to make salam. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.